Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm doing amazing. Every time I'm on an update, people decide, at least one person decides that they're going to stop making decisions with their brain and start making decisions with a different organ in their body, and it's perfect for what I have to recap.
Yes. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 28 in the house. And the vote, the week, those are all locked in right now. That we do have a situation where, of course, Nicole has gone up on the block with Taylor via Daniel's veto. And that was intentional here on Monty's HOH. The vote, again, still locked in. Nicole will be going home on Thursday. However, we do still have some advancements in horniness.
I'm just too horny, dude.
We have some advancements in long-term planning.
How did you know that's what I'm getting my master's degree in?
Look, we needed Lita on the podcast so that she could give her professional opinion on whether or not Kyle is stupid.
Am I stupid?
Look, Kyle, it's a little more complicated than that. As someone who's has a doctorate in horny studies, I have thoughts.
Why has Kyle made me talk about this word? Anyway,
I've gotten complaints before. People are like, I had this on in the car with my kids. It's like, I'm just going to say right now, if I'm the guest, turn it off. Don't have it around your kids if you're not comfortable with that.
The problem is that we'll talk about that. The problem is that Kyle is a 29-year-old teenager. And he is as verbose as a teenager in terms of how he talks about situations and the way that he talks about situations. So I think that me trying to talk as Kyle makes me feel like I am talking as a teenager, and it's awkward.
I mean, I think it works for you. You're very clinical. I mean, you just described this as a situation, not the word that I would have used, but you know.
All right. Well, let's talk about it,
Taryn.
Thank you. Let's talk it through, because we're going to quickly get to a Kyle cam talk. You know what? Let's just start on it. Let's just start. Kyle's going to talk to the cameras in the morning. He is going to do one of his TikTok live feed updates. A quick recap of the week to this point of the situation with the veto and how he really was conflicted about the not using the veto thing, but luckily Daniel came to his rescue, didn't want to use the veto, and he understands the logic. He's just wrong. But luckily it worked out for Kyle. He ended up not having to do the thing he didn't want to do. And he says, all right, though, we need to talk about this. I kissed Alyssa. Oh my God.
And I liked it.
I did. Is this the dumbest thing ever? Am I stupid? I don't know.
Here's why you're stupid, because somebody on Twitter said he's about to get evicted twice, once from the Big Brother house and once from his mom's house when he gets back.
Oh, no.
That's what's dumb. I don't know about game wise, but I just know if you're Kyle's mom, you can also turn this podcast off.
Well, he has a pretty good excuse. He says that
I'm so bored and I'm so horny. It's so bad. And she's so hot.
That it's one of the more relatable sentences that has ever been uttered in the Big Brother house to me. I'm so bored. I'm so horny. And she's so hot. I get it, man. And he is like, I feel like they've been in there for like 4 weeks, and like 4 weeks without any action is something. But this is on top of like 29 years where Kyle's had no action. So
yeah,
I get it. You know, I feel like at a certain point you just start. This is like when the last time I was on and Taylor was like, I'm going to go try to make out with Daniel. You just get into a space where people start to become, you know, 10 times more attractive than they would be normally. It's like why everybody falls in love with The Bachelor, who's like literally just some man every
just
time.
Happens to be like, the only one.
Yeah, there's just like nobody else around. So I think that once he gave in to like, okay, I'm really into this, he really gets into some details, not Taylor level when she had the wine, but like, he's like, I get excited when I think about kissing her. That's why I wear my hoodie like this, because it like drapes down and it's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, it's difficult too, because now I'm just thinking about kissing her and I get excited and now I need to wear this hoodie around. Oh, is that TMI?
Yeah.
I don't care. It's,
is that TMI?
I don't care. It's whatever. Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I get it. I get making game moves around that. Maybe not with Alyssa. She's not really my type. But, you know, like, I feel like if I was in this situation, I'd be ready to throw my game away, having what is like maybe my most significant sexual experience of my life.
Yeah.
There given Kyle's experience. I don't know. Just trying to put it and put myself in his shoes.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I was making out with her like 2 feet away from Joseph. Like, what am I doing?
And his conclusion is like, I would rather just like spend time with somebody that I like and rather like give into this. I just got to be more discreet about it. So he's like officially putting Gabe on the back burner for Alyssa.
He says, I really like her. That's scary, bro. It's like, but like, look at her. And he's looking at the monitor, like of her downstairs. Look at her.
Oh,
she's
my God.
So pretty. It's oh, so I wish she would weird. Come up here. I wish she'd come up here right now. Alyssa, come on. Come on. Alyssa. Alyssa. Oh, I shouldn't yell.
It's very bizarre. And just like when they're together, it's like, very gross. I don't know. Like, she's quite insecure, as we know about like a lot of these girls around Taylor. Taylor is just like eating the house up, wearing these Lucite heels.
Eating the lays up.
Oh, okay. She's like strutting to the pool in this gorgeous bikini. And then Alyssa is making Kyle like shit talk. I mean, not make it. It's like on Kyle too. But she's like, oh, did you see her in those heels? And Kyle's like, yeah, I'm not into that. I'm like only into you. You're so strong. Like, and she's like, that's not even my vibe. Like, I don't even wear heels. And I'm like, wow, you're not like other girls. Like, they should study you, because you're like so different from other girls because you don't wear heels.
Oh, no. Kyle, he's as people have talked about, he is down bad here. He is still, though, thinking about the game. He says to the cameras that he is a little bit concerned about the Monty and Joseph situation. In fact, a lot of what I talked about yesterday, my theory that the them like trying to get him to not use the veto kind of rubbed him the wrong way. He kind of expresses throughout the day today, both to the cameras and then later to Michael, which we'll talk about. He kind of feels like his alliance that existed prior to the leftovers with Michael and Brittany, the outsiders, along with his new final two with Turner that he made just the night before. He's starting to feel like maybe that's more along the lines of what he'll want for his end game Final Four kind of situation. Although I think that by the end of the day, even that is starting to, I think he's slowly starting to adapt the idea of Alyssa into his game long term. And it's just taking a little bit for him to fully wrap his head around it.
Yeah, which is like, he might get lucky because Michael and Brittany are also interested in keeping Alyssa around a little longer. So he might get lucky and have Alyssa just sort of like mold.
He already got lucky.
To God, I hope not.
TMI.
Yeah. God, this couple is like, it's like watching two like loaves of white bread just like try to mold together. Yeah, it's really something. So he might get lucky game wise and say that like Michael and Brittany might like bring Alyssa into their plans anyway, just because like we're already talking about like the leftovers like breaking apart. So it might not blow up his game, but I think regardless, he would blow up his game for Alyssa.
Yes. Well, Monty is going to interrupt the camera talk and he's going to talk with Monty a little bit about how he doesn't want to people to see him in the alliance as a liability because of his relationship with Alyssa. He really was down to not use the veto. And Monty's like, oh, I totally get it. I totally understand. I definitely don't see you as a liability in this alliance. And then Joseph comes in and Kyle's like, oh, we were just talking about how I don't want to be seen as a liability in the alliance because of my relationship with Alyssa. And Joseph's like, oh, yeah, no, I mean, you know, like I've got a relationship with Indy and she's got to go eventually. So, you know, obviously we're just going to have to take out Alyssa soon. And Kyle's like, well, yeah, yeah, of course, you know, but probably Daniel first, right? Like that's what we've been talking about. And Joseph's like, not necessarily, you know, maybe I think we should play it by ear. You know, if Daniel starts chilling and Alyssa seems more dangerous.
Yeah. And like, I feel like if I'm Kyle's alliance member, he says something in this conversation that would make me nervous where he's like, I hope that people aren't worried that I'm like leaking information to Alyssa. And they're like, no, if anything, like we feel like you're getting information from Alyssa. And he's like, oh, no, like that information isn't even worth having because I don't want to lie to her face. He's like basically saying that he's like not extracting information from Alyssa at all because he doesn't want to lie to her.
Yeah, he's because Joseph says he's not sure who Alyssa would target. And Kyle's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't talk game with her because I don't want to initiate game talk because then I'll have to lie to her. And I don't want to have to lie to her. But he does say like, oh, I do think Alyssa's game plan is to just lie low for a while. So like, again, probably don't need to target her soon, Joseph. And Joseph is like, well, we'll see.
Yeah, totally. But like if we did target her soon, and Kyle's like, yeah, but if we didn't, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's happening there. Keep that in mind. Keep that conversation in mind, because it's a very good representation of the current state of the leftovers between Kyle and Joseph, at the very least.
I also just want to say, like, Kyle hasn't really addressed, like, what's going to happen after the eviction. Like, he's probably going to blow his chance at a handy after the eviction, right? Like, because she's going to figure out that, like, something's going on, right?
they plan to let the women know that they're voting Nicole out.
Okay. Sorry, is that the first time that sentence has been said on the pod?
I'm so horny.
Anyway, so yes, the plan that Michael's trying to come up with various plans to make sure that him and Brittany don't end up on the block post veto next week. One of the plans is that that they think they can get Terrence's vote to get out Nicole. In fact, they think they can also get Alyssa, Jasmine, and maybe Indy, but they're not sure about Indy, and we'll talk about that. But ideally, they get as many votes as possible. And so Michael is hoping that with Terrence's vote, they can really throw him under the bus and say Terrence is fully in there with Monty and Joseph. And instead of it just being Michael and Brittany that are theoretically a vulnerable pair, that are two people in one alliance, they can make it seem like, oh, Terrence is also with this big group. So if you're going to take a shot over there. And it's at the very least, it's one other option. It's not just us. And so that's a large part of what Michael is thinking through the day, at least through the morning.
Yeah. And like, it's not going to be hard to get a bigger group than just the leftovers to get on board with evicting Nicole, especially like Jasmine is now like seeming prime to flip. She's saying like, I don't even remember why we're mad at Taylor. It's like, girl, you were trash talking her like 7 minutes ago.
Taylor.
She's like, oh, I truly can't recall now that Taylor's back in everybody's good graces. Jasmine, oh God, we had an early eviction this week of Jasmine's scooter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody, remove your hats for this house guest leaving.
I reported this last night that it was not confirmed, but we were hearing reports of Jasmine's scooter being evicted from the house. And we can confirm that I believe against her will, the scooter has been evicted by the producers who told her, you need to start walking.
Good God, these producers, she's going to be like old Yeller. It's like they're going to do everything they can and she's just going to like refuse to walk. They're going to have to get rid of her from this house. Like she's got these like crutches that she like won't use. She like won't use her boot properly. She just like does not want to lose any excuse to blame her, everything on her ankle.
Well, let's be real. The real reason they took away the scooter is because they're like squeak sound effect. That's so Big Brother 19. Now it's all about the.
Turn down.
Was that footage of Kyle when he sees Alyssa?
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't know how he gets four of them, but.
Oh, no. But yeah, poor Jasmine. And we get Turner being just like so fed up with her. It's very funny.
Yeah. Turner's going to recount some stories. He's been very annoyed for a while now. I think at one point he was like, oh my God, I forgot to cook her food. She's going to be so annoyed.
Like he's being the voice of the people. Once Turner started showering, I feel like everybody really got on board. And now he's trash talking Jasmine, which everybody enjoys.
Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So Taylor's going to campaign to Alyssa. Taylor's going to be doing some campaigning throughout the day. There's a lot of these again, and I normally kind of like will, you know, kind of breeze past some of these because they're not always super important. But a lot of Taylor's going to talk to people and do her campaign. Nicole's going to talk to people, do her campaign. There's also a lot of talk with Brittany and Jasmine and Brittany and Nicole, a lot of Brittany getting involved because she's kind of starting to try to drop these seeds of the vote might not be there for Nicole, and stuff like that. So a lot of these conversations are happening. They're not super relevant to anything that's actually going on, but I will touch on some of the important bits. For instance, Brittany does let Jasmine know that Taylor intends to join Alyssa and Indy's bestie group. And Taylor also is going to let Alyssa know herself that, first of all, Daniel is my target. And obviously that means Kyle will go on the block. Yes, but I will do everything in my power to keep him safe. Daniel is the one I want to leave. I love you and Kyle together. And just so you know, I have no intention of targeting you. In fact, I can prove it. I intend to join your bestie group, so I won't even be able to target you. And Alyssa's like, okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't know. Do you see my eyes glaze over when we stop talking about showmances and start talking about strategy?
as I'm talking about strategy, thought bubble in Lita's head.
I'm so bored and I'm so horny.
Rude. Just because it's true doesn't mean you have to say it.
So Alyssa fills Kyle in on Taylor's pitch. She asks him what he thinks, and he's like, I don't know. And she's like, do you think the vote is going to flip? And he's like, man, I don't know. She's like, have you heard anything? He's like, no, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I've only heard Taylor. And she's like, okay, well, will you tell me if it flips? He's like, yeah, definitely. I'll tell you.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, like, everybody is going to know, right? Except Daniel and Nicole.
It's yes.
Going to be 9-1. Yeah.
Again, so the plan is that right now they're still kind of keeping it in the dark. Again, they've been dropping a little bit of seeds here and there, but the plan is for them today, probably later today, day 29 on Wednesday, to let the women know, hey, we're going to be voting out Nicole. And then hopefully they jump on board and, you know, everything's great from there. This will likely get back to Nicole. It's not the intention necessarily for it to get back to Nicole. In fact, Taylor's got a great speech that would be much better if Nicole did not know that she was leaving ahead of time. But I have a feeling that Nicole will end up finding out by perhaps the end of the night, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, she's already like somewhat sus. Like, she's talking to Jasmine. She's like suspicious. And then later she says that it's like 50-50 that she's going home. So like she and Daniel are still like somewhat delusional, especially Daniel. But like she's as the day goes on, or as it went on yesterday, I felt like that percentage was going up of her like thinking that she was going home.
Yes. So the big conversation here of the day, the reason why this update is not just boing noises and, Kyle making out and Nicole making a fool of herself, is that Michael is going to have a conversation, or Kyle's going to have a conversation with Michael. They talk first a little bit about Indy, because she's kind of in the bathroom. She ends up leaving. And he's like, how do you feel about Indy? And Michael's like, I don't know. I don't know. She doesn't talk game. And Kyle's like, yeah, the only game I've talked with Indy is that the other day she was having a conversation with me and she was like, Kyle, I really like you and I will never vote you out. And he was like, cool, same. And then he left and started talking with other people. And then she kind of like stormed in, was like, Kyle, we weren't done with our conversation. He was like, sorry. Let's go and talk more. So he left the conversation he was in, went and talked, sat down again. And then she was just like, Kyle, I really like you and I will never vote for you. And he was like, awesome. Same. We good?
Yeah.
Yes. And then it was like, great. Conversation over.
Oh, my God.
And then they were like, how did she make it this far?
She's cleansing all the negative spirits from the house. It's protecting her.
Yeah. So he's like, everyone's going to want to take her to the end. And Michael says, yeah, that's dangerous. It's going to be just like Big D last year. And so, you know, that's something that they need to consider. Maybe they should want her out, so she's not filling up one of those final two chairs.
Poor Andy. I hope that's the last comparison to Big D that she gets this summer.
We'll see. Kyle then asks Michael, all right, how do you feel about the seven? And Michael gives the very sort of generic, like, I don't know, I haven't really had those conversations yet. Moving forward, once we get to seven, I'm not sure. And Kyle's like, okay, well, Michael, let me open up to you then. I think Monty and Joseph are great, but I feel really good with you and Brittany. And the thing about this whole alliance situation is that I personally feel really cautious of people that say, oh, let's just go down to the alliance, because that to me says that they probably have a plan for like what they do at the seven, and they probably feel like they're in a good position at that point. I don't know that I feel that way. I don't think I have a plan, and I don't think I feel great once we hit seven. And Michael's like, oh, actually, yes, I completely agree with you. And Kyle's like, yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard when I hear let's go to seven, because it's like, that sounds great, but I don't want to be number seven either. So the feeds then kind of go down for a little while. When they come back up, Kyle is talking about the situation where they were asking him to not use the veto. And it sounds like we missed part of it, but it sounds like he is saying he understands where Michael and Brittany were coming from. They were the ones who were in some danger, but not so much when it came from Monty and Joseph. And so he says, you know, I just get kind of nervous when I hear Monty and Joseph talk so much about how they have great relationships with Terrence, Indy, and Jasmine. And then they say, oh, yeah, next people out have to be Daniel and Alyssa, because that leaves them with three of the people they're close with and none of the ones that we're close with, like going down to seven. And he talks about his conversation with Joseph earlier today, where he was trying to get Joseph to be willing to do anything other than Alyssa and Daniel, Alyssa and Daniel. And Joseph was very much like, no, has to be Alyssa and Daniel. He was very set on it. And so, you know, he's just a little concerned.
Yeah, they're feeling limited by Monty and Joseph basically deciding that it's either Alyssa or Daniel next. I mean, it's kind of comparable to like in the cookout when everybody had their buddy and like some people were a lot more hesitant to like sacrifice their buddies than other people. This feels like Michael and Kyle are feeling like, okay, well, we have to sacrifice the people that we have a good game relationship with so that Monty and Joseph can keep all the people that they have a good game relationship with so that they'll have the numbers to like totally bust up the leftovers if they need to. And not to mention that like they, at least Kyle, like doesn't want Alyssa gone for other reasons. And they're even talking about like, oh, like after Nicole is gone, Daniel will have nowhere to go. We could even like bring in Daniel. So, I mean, this is like bad news bears for people that hate Daniel, which is everyone. But like, I get where they're coming from.
Yeah, they watched last season. They know what happens if you go, I feel like I've got people outside of the alliance that I could work with and like have a great path with, but I'm going to stay loyal to the alliance. And they even talked about it in this conversation. They're like, obviously the cookout was its own special thing with their own specific like motivation. That's not really the leftovers. They don't have that same thing binding them together.
Right.
And so they don't want to make the same kinds of potential mistakes that people might make if they're going all the way down to the alliance. Michael says, well, what kind of game relationship do you have with Daniel? Because I've never really had one, but I'd be open to it. And Kyle says, it's not like a great relationship. Like I'm lying to him constantly, but Michael says, well, I don't want to cut ourselves off at the knees here, and take away our options moving forward. And Kyle says, well, what they're doing is very smart because they're bonding with these, you know, quote unquote weaker players on that side. And so it's hard to make arguments to say that like they should go before Daniel or Alyssa. And Michael says, yeah, you know what? I completely agree with you. If you pitch to go down to seven, it's because you feel like you're set to win from there. And he says, you know what? Maybe you winning HOH is actually the best case scenario, because you can't go after Daniel and you won't go after Alyssa, which means one of those three will have to go. And Kyle's like, yeah, but they're going to push really hard for me to go after Alyssa. Michael's like, well, you know, you could say, hey, with Taylor joining that group, you know, don't want to put Taylor up for the fourth time, right? Like, I think that's a good thing to say. And Kyle's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I think I'm going to go all out. I think I'm definitely going to try for this HOH. So we already knew that Kyle was wanting to go for the HOH. He now has the explicit support of Michael and theoretically Brittany if they can get her on board as well. He already has the support of Turner, which means now he has the majority of the alliance on board with him winning that HOH and not targeting Daniel or Alyssa if that were to happen.
Yeah, and this is what I was referencing earlier with, like, he might get lucky with keeping Alyssa working out for his alliance without him having to push too hard, because I do genuinely believe that Kyle would make decisions based around being able to be in the jury house with Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's genuinely not a joke. Like, I think he really wants that. Like, I think it's important to him to get Alyssa. Yeah, like, I think it's important to him to get Alyssa to jury. So I think it's fortunate for him that this is working out for a majority of his alliance to not target Alyssa next week.
Yes. And this is what we talked about last night on the roundtable. Like, obviously, this is the move for Kyle. It's very blatantly the move for Kyle. For Michael, it's also kind of the move. Michael even specifically will talk about it later with Brittany, and we will get there. The only issue is that it would have been so much better for Michael if they had been able to take out Alyssa here first, because Nicole would have been so great for Michael, because Nicole is much more pro Michael than Daniel is. She's even saying throughout the day, like if I'm in the jury, I'm definitely a vote for Michael. When Daniel is talking about how he's threatened by Michael, she's like, oh, but you shouldn't go after Michael. He's great. And even though they don't even think that he's a number for them at this point. So keeping Nicole in, limiting Kyle's power by taking out Alyssa would have been great. But now he's in a spot where he's going to have to cede some power to Kyle in order to make sure that Monty and Joseph don't start to run away with things. And so in some ways, it's kept the power balance a little more equal, but we will have to see where things go from there.
Yeah, and I think that's fine, yes, for Michael, because his and Turner's names are the ones that aren't being thrown around at all. And so I feel like ceding a little bit of power isn't the worst thing for Michael's game, because otherwise people are going to catch on and think that he's the godfather.
Yes. So Kyle and Alyssa talk again. She thinks that she talks about how she thinks that Monty wants her out. And he's like, I don't think so. She's like, I don't know. He's like, well, just don't talk to the girls about that. All right. Just like, in fact, don't tell anyone anything ever.
In fact, never talk to anybody except me.
Yeah. You don't really, the implication here, you don't really know the landscape of the game, and I really don't want you to step in something that you're unaware of. Yeah. So just kind of take my lead on things here. And she says, oh, I don't tell them anything. And he says, well, just so you know, like, Indy and Jasmine, I think, are getting really close with Monty and Joseph. So I don't know that you can trust them anyway. And she's like, you have a point.
It is ironic that Alyssa at one point is like, I don't trust Joseph because he can never make his own decisions in this game. It's like, okay, Alyssa, because you're so autonomous.
Yeah. He says, I don't know how the vote will go yet, but I will tell you once I know for sure. And he talks again about how I think at this point, again, like, he's really starting to feel like, oh man, she's going to be so pissed when she realizes that I used the information she gave me to take out Amira. And so he's already trying to pre-justify it. Like, man, when Jasmine was HOH, all the women were up in that HOH room. It really seemed like the women were the priority in the post pack. And, you know, everyone would go, all the women would go silent when I walked in the room. It was, you know, it was just hard, but hey, I'm not letting you go. All right. We need to find a way to get to the end together. And this is why I do feel like he's starting to wrap his head around the idea of, okay, how do I keep Alyssa here until jury and then go to the final four with Turner, Michael, and Brittany? And then I think over the course of like talking to Michael and thinking it more through, he's like, okay, how do I not only bring her to jury, but how do I bring her
home
to the
mom.
End? And then also, yes, how do I convince my mom to be okay with this?
He's going to spend all his money on her, Taryn.
That's it's all of it. Yep. He's going to start drinking for her.
Did he say that?
He said it was a joke afterward, but.
Oh my God. Yeah. Incredible. Wow. Must have been some kiss.
There's one of the funnier moments that that's going to happen with all of the various campaigning that's happening through the day is that Nicole is having a conversation with Brittany, and she's talking with Michael too. But in the conversation with Brittany, Brittany's going to kind of be like, "Okay, you're campaigning to me, sure. How about you talking about wanting to target me and Michael? Like you've definitely been talking about how you want to target me and Michael." And Nicole's like, "Oh no. I didn't want to target Michael."
Incredible. No, you've got it all wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't say that about Michael.
I would never want to do that to Michael.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "Well, you had to put him up on the block." Yeah, but I wouldn't want him to go home.
And this is during a conversation where Nicole is like, "Guys, I think the three of us could be unstoppable. We're going to be an incredible trio. What do you guys think?" And they're like, "What about XYZ?" And she's like, "It was all Amira. Amira actually did everything. Whatever you think that I did, it was Amira lying to you, actually."
She Tylered herself. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Too many final twos, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's that. Again, not much really there in terms of actual relevance to anything. But Michael and Brittany are going to talk afterward, and they talk about their conversation with Nicole, and they're like, "Oh, obviously she totally like backpedaled and all of that stuff." Michael tells her about his conversation with Kyle. About how Kyle is pitching like, "Hey, we need to watch out for Monty and Joseph, and they need to stick together." And he says, I've been thinking the same thing. And luckily though, because Kyle is not sure where Taylor stands in all of this, but luckily they think that they have Taylor. And that's a great thing for them. But overall though, great for them that he's already thinking it too, and that he's now the first person to say it. Michael says, I don't want to go to the end with Joseph and Monty because he says this in the last few seasons, the end game comps have had lots of physical components. I do not want to be anywhere near the end game with two massively physical dudes. And it's just like, thank you. You're finally realizing this, somebody.
Yeah. Especially when there is a person who refuses to walk in the house.
He so mentions that
a little tempting to bring Jasmine.
So Michael says, "Honestly, I'd rather take my chances with Alyssa being in the game than go to the end with Monty and Joseph." He is concerned, but so basically he says the same thing. He's like, "Maybe there's a way that we can pull Jasmine because she doesn't even walk; she boings." Maybe they can pull Jasmine. The problem is she's such a good liar, they know that she's been like pitching this "Oh, hey, Monty, we should work together with Joseph and Terrence and Indy. And like, that's dangerous. But it would be great if they could pull her away from that, because she would be a great person to take to the end with those physical endgame, competitions. So hopefully if Kyle works more on Alyssa, they can maybe help like use that relationship to help them pull Jasmine in a little bit more. And they both agree it would be great if Kyle won HOH and took out Terrence or Indy for them. So that's kind of where they stand. Brittany's very excited about this idea, this prospect. And so the leftovers are starting to move in this direction. Now, it's possible that none of this ends up playing out. Maybe Joseph wins the next HOH, takes out Alyssa or even Daniel. And maybe this doesn't really go anywhere, but There's definitely some momentum here. These conversations are very important, and this could mean that this is the new, this is the direction that this season is going to go in for now.
Yeah. Also, like, people are talking about, like, oh, RIP the leftovers already. And this isn't really that. Like, they're just looking more ahead than the cookout was because they don't have that, like, unifying cause. And also, like, the people there, yes, the leftovers aren't completely on the same page about who they want to get out, but it, like, they're not acting as a unit, but they're still only talking about targeting people outside of the leftovers for now. I mean, at least until Jerry, like, they're talking about targeting Indy instead of, you know, Alyssa. Like, these are all people that are not in the leftovers. So, like, everybody chill, like, with the leftovers being over. Like, it's fine.
They're just trying to prep for when the turn happens. And,
which,
like,
is smart. That's what, like, you want from a good alliance. That means that they're all playing the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's fine.
Like, most alliances are not the cookout. Most alliances do not go down to the to just the alliance. In fact,
I might say all alliances.
Yeah,
are not
they're basically the only alliance that has ever really done it. Yeah. So, yeah, obviously, you know, when that break does happen, you want your people to be there with you and not the other people's people. And that's basically what's happening. So, very good stuff, I think, from both Michael and Kyle. They should be prepping for this, and it's definitely going to, I think, give them an advantage moving forward if they start making their moves now to make sure that they have their pieces on the board. But the HOH competition is obviously going to be pretty important in regard to that. So that's happening there. Big, long-term ramifications with all of that stuff. In the meantime, we got to kind of tie off all the little loose ends here through for this week. Indy and Jasmine are going to talk about whether to keep Taylor or Nicole. As Lita mentioned a little bit earlier, like, Jasmine has kind of come around on the idea of maybe keeping Taylor. Taylor's telling her, like, I'm going to go after the guys still. Or she's at least assuming that she's still going to be going after the guys. She's like, we can still sort of, like, that's still good for us. And Indy's like, no, I don't think so. We don't need her. We don't want her. Taylor needs to go. And so they're not quite on the same page about this. The chat really wants me to talk about Daniel wanting to be friends with Hannah and how Hannah tweeted. What did he say? He said,
he was like, if Hannah Chadha doesn't like me when I get out of this house, I'm just going to, like, end it all. Like, it's all going to be over for me. And Nicole says, like, I feel that way about Tiffany. And it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
This conversation with Daniel and Nicole is so funny. Nicole is giving, like, wine mom level zingers where she's like, that alliance is going to be the sorry six because they're going to be sorry they crossed me. And it's like Statler and Waldorf ass BS. Like, it's so bad. But yes, they're going to be so sad when their cookout heroes don't like them.
Yeah. And I mean, I keep saying this, like, every update and every podcast at this point. There's just a full, like, 2-hour podcast every day on the embarrassing things that Daniel and Nicole are saying in the house right now. So just imagine it, you know, there's plenty out there. This is the quote. It's, if Hannah Chadha doesn't like me after this, I might as well give up on everything. Hannah Chadha quote retweets, I hate to tell you this, Mr. Sir, but you might just have to give up on everything.
Mr. Sir. I've never heard the male version of that. I call a lot of people Miss Ma'am.
There you go.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So, Terrence is finally going to talk to the cameras and give us a little bit of insight as to exactly what he is thinking. Still not super, super clear. He is going
to
say,
I don't think it's clear to him.
Yeah, that's the problem. He is the person that probably talks to Daniel and Nicole the most in the house. They're constantly talking to him. They feel like they have a final three alliance with him. And then he's also still talking with a bunch of other people, right? Terrence talks to the camera. He says, I'm not sure what to do. He thinks that he is the swing vote at this point. But he's not sure because it's hard to understand where the votes lie. He does say that if he can keep Nicole, that's what he would want to do. That he would like to keep Nicole. He just doesn't know if the numbers are there, but if he can do it, he would like to swing for that. But if she leaves, then it's fine. He can just ride it out with Daniel. But it's hard. He does like Taylor. He thinks that she's loyal. But that's kind of where he stands. But he's so, as we've said, like yes anding everybody that, you know, if it as when he finds out that Nicole is leaving, I think he will very much be willing to vote Nicole out and play up like, yeah, I'm definitely on board. I'm with you. I didn't have all of that. And so it might not even matter what Terrence actually wants or feels because he's willing to do anything.
Historically, when people think that they're in the swing vote position of power on reality TV, not a great sign for them.
Yeah.
President Terrence over here.
So Nicole is now under the assumption that, again, things are pretty tight, but that Kyle is going to be the swing vote because she thinks she has Terrence. And that if she has Kyle, that will make six, and then she'll be safe. And that is true to a degree, especially now that we know that Terrence wants to keep her. If Kyle was actually on board, she would have those six votes and she would stay. And she knows this. Now, she doesn't know how willing Terrence and Jasmine would be to flip on her, or even Alyssa would be willing to flip on her. But I do think she is correctly recognizing that Kyle is sort of the linchpin that holds everything together. And if she gets him, then the rest fall. So she's going to make a pitch to him, but it's not going to happen. He's going to tell the rest of the leftovers, like, just so you guys know, Nicole knows that none of you are voting for her. She sees me as the swing vote. Obviously that's not happening. And so the plan is still in place to let everybody know, again, today that the votes are going to be to evict Nicole. There are, again, lots of conversations with Jasmine, with Alyssa about, hey, we don't want it to be a last minute thing again. We all just want to be on the same page. We want to vote with the house. And so once Alyssa and Jasmine hear that the votes are there for Nicole, I think they will jump on board. I think Terrence will also jump on board. And we will have probably something like an 8-2 vote if Indy stays on the course, and which she might, because she's always said she votes with her heart, and her heart is telling her that she hates Taylor. So that may be the end result here.
Yep. I think that Daniel is going to be very fun to watch after this.
Yes. Daniel says that he's going to be calling people out.
He's gonna have a house meeting. He's gonna be calling people out right and left. Oh, can't wait.
Yes, be wary of Daniel. It's who knows what he'll get up to.
Who knows what he's capable of in that little hamster wheel in his head.
Yes. So that's most of the strategy of the night, but there were a couple of other things going on, particularly some
I'm a bad boy
things, as Kyle and Alyssa are going to be making out some more, maybe even a little bit of that old heavy petting going on.
Oh, our favorite.
But they're also like doing it in the downstairs bedroom.
To be clear, they're not doing it in the downstairs bedroom.
Not doing it, but they're doing the thing that we're talking about. And like anytime Kyle hears somebody coming, he's got to like jump out of the bed. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, jeez. And then like they walk in and he's like, oh, so we're just hanging out. It's fine.
Again, not that kind of coming.
And they're like waking up Indy, who's in the room, and then Kyle's trying to like hide from Indy. So like Indy's in the bed, like a couple of beds down, or might be maybe even the next bed over. And Alyssa has turned over in the bed facing Indy with like her hips trying to block Kyle, who is trying to lean over and hide behind Alyssa's hips, not going down below the bed, still sitting on top of the bed behind Alyssa, like fully horizontal, trying to just like hide as Alyssa kind of like shifts her hips up as high as possible to hide him. And obviously that didn't work. Indy knew that he was there and he was trying to hide as he is going like this. Does she see me?
Oh my God.
And so Alyssa's going to, or Indy's going to talk about that later with Nicole. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
All this after Kyle explicitly was like, we just got to be more discreet.
Yeah.
Very discreet.
And then really the only other thing I've got here is the great debate. Are there more wheels or doors in the world?
Wheels. Definitely. Every car has four wheels, but some only have two doors.
But lots of houses have lots of doors. There are lots of houses and buildings.
But and trucks have so many wheels, you know?
Cabinets have doors.
Do the wheels have to be on something?
See, this is the thing. They were like, well, do gears count as wheels? At one point, they were Turner was very pro door, and he was like, "Hold on, you can't just count anything that could theoretically, you can't count it." Because at one point, Joseph was like, "Doorknobs could be wheels, so every door has a wheel." And Turner was like, "That's ridiculous."
No,
and then they were like, "What about Hot Wheels? Hot Wheels wheels all over, but Hot Wheels also have doors."
Yeah, but they have two times as many wheels. Also, like, think about, like, airplanes have, like, a bunch of wheels and only, like, one door. Actually, I have no idea. We'll have to ask Taylor Swift. But, like, her like, fleet of airplanes alone, I think, accounts for more wheels. I think it's wheels.
But think about all of the massive, like, skyscrapers, buildings, apartment buildings, doors everywhere, cabinets with doors. You know, like there are lots of doors.
Yeah, but we live in a very auto dependent society. Oh, I guess in the whole world. Oh, there's a billion people in India and they don't drive as many cars. I think I have a very Western centric view on this. Also, there's a lot of very walkable communities in Europe.
Yeah. Mm.
I may be reevaluating. I need to think about this more.
Well, Nicole was very pro door, and they've kind of felt like, okay, after the cabinet discovery, they were like, okay, it's definitely doors. And so Nicole goes off back to the bedroom, happy with her victory. And then they go, wait a minute though. All these drawers have wheels in them. There's lots of wheels in all of these things.
Drawers are going to be what makes the difference.
Finally, Michael and Turner, they go, you know what? We are recanting our door position. We are now team wheel. And Kyle is like, okay, you guys need to go and tell Nicole this because it'll wake Indy up and it'll piss her off. So they all storm into the bedroom. Nope, it's wheels now. It's wheels. And Nicole's like, what? It can't be wheels. It's doors. And Indy's like, guys, I hate you.
This seems like an argument that you and I would have.
I know, right?
Full hour.
It was like a good 20 minutes.
This seems like the kind of thing that like I'd end up like on the verge of tears because I'm so frustrated having this argument with you, except that I don't actually have a strong opinion. My gut says wheels, but I'm not sure.
All right, hold on. I think there's only one way to settle this. I'm gonna tweet out a poll right now.
This is like factual information that we can never access, which is the most frustrating type of argument. Like, this is not an opinion question. There is a right answer. We'll just never know what it is.
Well, we need scientists to figure this out.
Doorways don't count as doors. Like, that's what you have to.
That was a conversation. It's no, really, but you got to figure out what counts as a door, what counts as a wheel.
So like a lot of like developing countries don't necessarily like have like, I don't know, man. I think that you need to think about like infrastructure for wheels. I mean, and for doors. There's massive swaths of the world where there's neither.
I would say if gears count as wheels, then wheels wins easily. Yeah, but I don't think gears count as wheels.
Wheels are specifically for, well, I think of wheels as like for mobility. If they're counting wheels that go in drawers, I don't think that's right either. I don't know. Think about how many open floor, like all those offices you're talking about, there's like open floor plans where it's just one door. It's just like the elevator door.
There's lots of hospitals too. This was the thing. They were like, there's lots of little like cabinets and drawers, and they were like, but filing cabinets, wheels, and office chairs, wheels.
Office chairs. Yeah. I'm sticking with wheels. I think doors are more specific than wheels. I think wheels are on everything. You know, helicopters, airplanes.
All right. The poll is up right now. 64% are team wheels.
Yeah. I think it's like the instinctual answer, especially like a poll, I think is going to favor wheels, because I think you have to think about it a lot more for doors. Like I can think of 1,000 things with wheels off the top of my head, but not things with doors.
All right. Well, that's about what we had yesterday. Lita, anything else that you wanted to bring up here?
No, I think we pretty much covered it with what I came here to talk about. Thank you, Big Brother Gods, for making somebody extremely horny every time I'm about to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Give that TMI.
Yeah, I think so, Kyle. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be back later tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's episode. Hopefully a good one, as this is going to be the we may dub it the clown episode, because we're going to see some clownery happen with the veto. So that'll be interesting. And then, of course, after the episode, we'll be live to recap what goes down in the episode here on Rob's the Podcast. Rob also talked to Brenchel earlier this morning. If you missed it, should be coming out for the general public later today. And then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds, which should include letting the house know that Nicole will be the one voted out on Thursday night. And of course, I'll be live on Twitch Thursday night as well to watch that go down. And then we'll recap that episode as well, so tune in for all of it. You can also make sure to check out the roundtable that we did last night. We rated the players and talked through a bunch of this nonsense. Check out my YouTube channel. I'm dropping some Among Us videos, so a new one will come out today. Should be a good one. We'll probably drop it during the stream later tonight, so make sure you're subscribed and you'll be notified when we do the instant premiere for that video. Should be a fun time. Lita, what do you got going on?
Well, I did just get a text from my Gen Z correspondent, Matt Gagan, who teaches at a high school. So he knows a lot of Gen Zers. And apparently the wheels versus doors was a big debate during the school year. So I guess this is like the dress or whatever.
Yes, I did Google it, and it was already like there were lots of think pieces written on this situation.
OK, I guess I totally missed that. I don't have a whole lot to plug, but I would like to. So, Rob, you know where to find me. If anybody wants me on their podcast, please put me on it. I don't have a job right now. So you can follow me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted. You can follow me on Instagram at Lita Grammed. You can follow my dog on Instagram, SassyCassiePGH. I also have a new Instagram for the vegan food that I eat when I travel. It's called Lita Eated 412, which is the Pittsburgh. Don't roll your eyes. Which is the Pittsburgh area code. And I I think that's it. Support your local unions.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Am I stupid?